pure niceness on a Monday.
This is Chubby Ray Live, and here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Yeah, welcome to the program. It is Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle. Welcome. What's up? What's up? As always, I am joined by the one and only Duke of Liverpool, Gully.
And a very good afternoon to you, sir.
And the Shire of Nottingham, Vanilla Gorilla.
Oh, what?
My
isn't a shire like a big field where the hobbits live?
No, a shire is like a sheriff, right? Sort of gully.
No, it's like a big. It's a big area, like Nottinghamshire.
Oh, I thought it was a person. What's what's a person?
A lord. A member of the gentry.
Oh, I thought a shire was some type of person.
You got Manchester. Nottinghamshire. Whoops. And stuff like that.
What a simply fantastic day it is.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping my camera doesn't. My cats. Oh, uh-oh. Coco, get out from under there. Oh, boy. This is not good. I see Coco. I see my cat is underneath the camera now. Moving.
This is how it starts.
Yeah. It always starts like this. The stupid cat starts messing with the camera. A damn cat. So, welcome. Happy... What is today? President's Day?
Yes.
Is that why there's no school for the children and things like that?
It means nothing to Gully, but yes, it is President's Day.
Yes, Gully, well, they're not celebrating it in England.
No, probably not.
Because they're very anti-American there in England.
Yes, probably.
They have Prime Minister's Day there. What, by the way, one of my highlights of the doing this show was when someone asked Gully if he was, how his, or what did they say, happy 4th of July. And Gully's reply was, we don't really celebrate that holiday over here.
Independence Day.
Yeah, we don't really celebrate American Independence Day over here.
Do they still celebrate, like, the Magna Carta signing?
No.
What do they celebrate over there? What do you got? Just regular holidays,
they're,
right?
They're heathens. They don't celebrate anything.
Well, they celebrate Christmas and...
Christmas and Easter and all the usuals.
Well, let's be honest, Gully. Are you Christian?
I'll still celebrate it.
He just likes the presents.
Gully was a Catholic, remember? We heard the story.
Well, he was a Catholic.
No, not any longer, though.
Hey, I don't know if you guys saw, but Irv the Perv was in the room. Hey, Irv.
Nice name.
What is it with you?
We had good old Irv the Perv hanging out in the chat room with us.
Is he the one that likes larger blokes?
I don't know, but I love the name Irv the Perv, so if he's leaving, somebody else take that name, because I love that name. Irv the Perv.
Ice cubes on the nipples would be next. That's what he'd be after.
Oh, God, Irv. So, what did you... A good weekend for everybody? I went to Chicago for the weekend.
Cool.
And I left early on Friday. So there was no show Friday. I hope you guys missed us. But I can understand if you didn't.
They just listened to a replay, right?
Yeah. So I got home, and then my daughter decided today was going to be slumber party day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I have... My daughter's got three friends over.
That's noisy.
They're just running around like lunatics. Yeah. They're just crazy, these children.
Well, I took my niece out on Saturday to the museum and around Liverpool City Centre, and she's a handful, so three, I could imagine. Oof.
I've got three children in my house right now.
Oh, rather you than me.
They're pretty, you know what, they're loud, but you know, and when there's three of them, they don't get bored, you know. Listen, kids are only a pain in the ass when they're bored.
This is true.
As long as you keep your children from being bored... You can usually stay fairly happy. I'm telling you, the secret is to keep them from being bored. So when there's three of them, they don't really get bored, you know. They're just loud. You know, so that's good. You know, I mean, that's a good thing. I'll bring them out. I'll say hi. I see Joy. Joy is in the room. One of them is her daughter, so I'll have the kids come out and wave in a little bit.
Cool.
I would like to find out what everybody did. I want to see what everybody did to over the weekend, if anybody did anything good.
Well, I have my girlfriend's down, so my weekend's just been, it's been quite busy, to be honest.
What did you and your girlfriend actually did stuff instead of just hanging out? I'd just hang out.
We went and I cooked Saturday night, and my brothers. She cooked yesterday, so, you know, we kept ourselves busy going out shopping.
So the highlight is
like
actually
that.
Cooking.
Well, I'm a good cook, so thank you very much.
The fact that you cook, like what most people do every day.
No, well, I mean, like a good meal, a cooked a proper meal.
As compared to what? What do you usually? You don't eat good meals? I mean,
Well, obviously, but you know, I actually cooked a meal from scratch rather than, you know, just buying something that's nearly done.
Right.
And you just put it in the microwave.
So that's what you usually do, is just buy things.
Stuff that will go in the George Foreman grill.
George Foreman go over big in England, does he?
Well, the grill does.
Right.
No one knows who George Foreman is.
Foreman is. They just like, they think he's the guy that makes the grills.
That baldy guy makes good grills.
They have no idea that he was a boxer at one point.
Heavyweight
world champion and one of the oldest guys to ever fight for the.
It's just the lean, mean fat reducing machine, not fighting machine, no.
Fat reducing machine.
Yeah, that's all he's known for here. Yeah.
Good old George Foreman. So you usually use the George Foreman grill to cook. I didn't know that.
Quite a lot. Well, it's just quick and easy.
I'm wondering who was buying those ridiculous George Foreman grills.
I've got about six all at once. Cooking beans on it, imagine that.
You're cooking beans on a... How do you cook beans on a George Foreman grill?
You don't. I was just trying to imagine how you would get it in between the grooves.
Good Lord.
It's not got that bad. I have actually got a cooker.
Are you cooking, like, weird English things like lentils?
No. Lentils are for, like, tree huggers and, you know, people like
know.
That. That's not proper food.
I don't
like
know.
Like steaks. Steaks,
oh,
chicken.
Nothing wrong with that,
stuff,
yeah.
Just bacon. Those are everything.
I actually ate, you know, because it was Valentine's Day, I actually ate over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was good, man.
Well, my girlfriend cooked spag bol yesterday. That was quite nice.
I spent Saturday in the city of Chicago, downtown.
Cool.
And you want to talk weird.
Hello.
Excuse me? What am I hearing?
Not me.
I'm hearing some kind of child.
I have company.
Oh, is that you?
Yes.
I was looking at Gorilla's camera. I don't know if you're looking at Gorilla's camera, but I swear I just saw a lightsaber.
As a matter of fact, you did see a lightsaber.
Was it? I thought I saw a lightsaber in the back. I thought I saw a lightsaber a couple seconds ago.
It was.
Why do you have a lightsaber in the background? Who is it? He has a lightsaber.
Yes, I do.
Nice.
Why do you have a lightsaber, Gorilla?
Because I'm a Padawan.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Yoda seems to invade your living room.
Oh, that's great. Gorilla's fat. Don't you know Gorilla is Fat Yoda? That's who he is.
Yoda's let it slip over the years.
Fat Yoda.
Hold your tongue, you must.
Chubby Wan Kenobi. He's Chubby Wan Kenobi.
It's a pie you will.
Actually, going does that really well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I could do Yoda, but it hurts me throat after a while.
To be eating a pie, Gorilla wants to be.
Well, a bit you should.
Actually, I have one of my spare mic stands that holds my lightsaber.
The carbohydrate force is very powerful within you.
The fat is big with you.
Yes. So, Saturday, I'm downtown Chicago. And I get excited. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to go downtown. This will be awesome, man. I'll, you know, all kinds of cool stuff I could do downtown. Come on. And it turns out we go to the Water Tower. You ever been to Water Tower? Grilly, you ever been to Water Tower in Chicago? Grilly, I know you've never been to Chicago. But
no, I've heard of it. I've never been there.
It's a Water Tower, the shopping mall, is this gigantic mall downtown. It's actually, it's right, if you know where the Hancock Building is.
Yes, I do.
It's right next to the Hancock Building. And so there's Water Tower. So, yeah, and then it turns out we go into the American Girl store. Oh, my God.
I asked your wife to pick me up something while you guys were there.
It was me, my wife, my daughter, my mother, my sister, and my niece, my sister's daughter. And they went to the American Girl store.
Oh.
You enjoyed yourself, didn't you, Ray?
Oh, it was brutal. It was brutal. I mean,
did you get me anything?
It was, I cannot even begin to mention how brutal it was. It's so boring for, I mean, there was literally nothing for me to do.
I suffer from shopping fatigue also after about 10 minutes.
Trust me, you would be so bored in the American Girl store. I'm sure they don't have those in England. But it's a doll store.
Oh, God, no.
Don't you say God, no, Gully. I've seen your collection. Late at night, they're playing with your dolls. Don't lie.
Gully has his own dolls. He has the UK girl doll.
That's right.
Have you seen the new Internet Barbie, where she's got her own computer and desk and she's a programmer?
No, I didn't know that.
That's just come out. I know that today because it was in like the tech news. Barbie sitting at a desk with a nice computer, probably on Facebook. But knowing Barbie, she's a bit trashy. She's probably on MySpace.
Gully, late at night, he like scours eBay for like contraband U.S. Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah, he's always buying stuff like that.
I do kind of look like a Cabbage Patch doll, let's be honest.
I think it is literally one of the most boring places to be in the face of the earth is a man inside of the American Girl store.
You still haven't answered my question, though, Ray. Did your wife grab me something from the American Girl store?
No, she got nothing. Are you kidding? There's nothing there to get. You can't get anything for under, like, $50. I mean, it's
I'd have paid her back.
It is the most expensive store I've ever been to in my life.
I would have paid her back.
I'll tell you something. Like, even the smallest amount of clothing that you buy for these dolls is, like, $20 and up.
Wow.
I don't even want to know how much the doll costs. I don't even want to know.
So, can you buy, like, proper clothes?
It made my daughter very, very happy to go.
So, can you buy, like, brand-named clothing for these dolls?
Gully, you're talking to the wrong guy.
I just wanted to know.
Here's the good thing, though. My sister, she got a limo to bring us into the city, which meant I didn't have to drive. So I really like that, you know.
Fancy schmancy.
I like the limo because when you look at driving, how big a hassle it is, how much it costs to park. Because last time we went to Water Tower, I mean, it was like $50 for parking. It cost so much. It was insane how much it cost.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
to
by
park
the time
at the mall.
Well, it's downtown. You're parking, and then there's security to get into the parking decks. It's a big hassle. So my sister was smart. She got a limo, and I guess she uses this limo service frequently because the guy knew her. So we got a limo and we rode into the city, which was great, you know. But I should have just stayed in the limo and slept when everybody else went inside. But
probably be more exciting inside the limo than in the shop.
Well, I went, and then I was going to go to the Chicago Cubs store. Is like on the top floor. But it's like, you know, it's like eight stories up or whatever, and I didn't feel like riding in the elevator. It was a big hassle. So I just went down to the dining area, and I sat at a table. And then I was going to get pizza, and they were serving breakfast instead of pizza.
No.
And then they were just putting the pizza out, and my wife texted me and said, okay, we're done. So everything was a bit, it was just, you know. But it was a nice trip. I mean, it was nice. it was nice going downtown and actually seeing the city instead of just, because when I'm driving, you know, I'm always paying attention to the road. I can't see the, you know, I really can see what's going on. So it was nice. I mean, and it was nice to hang out with my family. We had fun. We were laughing and joking in the limo and stuff, but it really wasn't anything for me to do.
I can imagine. So it's not the type of shop I'd like to go to.
Yeah, so next time we go up, I want to make sure, and I'll tell my wife this, I'm like, why don't we go to the store next time when, like, when DePaul's playing a basketball game or when the Bulls are playing or something, and I'll go over there when you guys are, you know, when you're at the American Girl store, I'll keep myself occupied watching some type of sporting event. Because all they're talking about is going to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I have absolutely no desire to go to the damn zoo. None whatsoever.
I don't mind, I suppose.
I say they should go to the zoo, and I'll go, you know, I'll go check out some kind of other event. My sister made a good point. She goes, you should have walked across the street, gone over to the Hancock building, went up to the very top and had a beer. And I'm like, yeah, but are they serving beer at 10 o'clock in the morning? Because we got there so early.
Yes.
Do they serve beer at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, maybe I should have gone over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, oh, well. But it was still a lot of fun. It was a good time. My daughter was happy, so I guess that's all that mattered. So it was a fun weekend, you know, hanging out. Although we stayed at Steve's house. Every time we stay at Steve's house, he's got this gigantic house. Grilly, you ever been to his house?
Nope.
You didn't go? Okay. He's got a huge house. I don't know how many bedrooms it's got in it. But it's got like, I don't know. It's just got so many bedrooms. But there isn't a bedroom in the house that has more than like a full-size bed except for his. You know what I mean? It's like all the guest rooms and stuff. They've all
so
got.
So are you telling me that you and your wife slept apart?
Well, no. We slept in the same room, but there wasn't room on the bed. Uh-huh. So my wife had to go sleep on the floor like an animal, like a pet.
What? You wouldn't let her stay in another room?
No. We don't. No, what? She's not staying in a separate room. What do you think
so
we are?
You made your wife sleep on the floor.
We sleep in the same room. That's what married couples do.
You made her sleep on the floor. Why didn't you sleep on the floor?
I offered to sleep on the floor, but she insisted.
You couldn't just let her stay in another room for one
night. No, no, because married couples don't sleep in separate rooms like you, Gorilla.
That's ridiculous.
That's a sign of a troubled marriage.
Ridiculous.
That is a sign of a troubled marriage. I'm not going to sleep in a room separate from my wife.
No, that would be silly.
And she would agree with me.
So your wife would rather sleep on the floor like a dog.
Yeah.
Then stay in another room in a nice, comfortable bed.
I was going to go offer to stay in the, I forgot what they call it, but they got this room upstairs that is, I don't know what it is. I forget what they call it, but there's a big couch in there that's really comfortable.
You know what, Ray, I'm
or the basement. They got a, basement downstairs that is, that has, you know, a bunch of stuff in it, plus a bunch of rooms. You know what I mean? I'd rather us sleep in the same room. And my daughter also stayed in that room.
Yeah, you don't want to stay in separate rooms, separate beds.
Yeah, I just think, married people should not stay separately. I just, you know.
Like I've always said before, it's a rocky road to ruin.
Thank you. It's step one to divorce.
It's also a hard floor to keep your marriage. I mean, that's just rough, right?
I tell you something, I think my wife's back felt better after sleeping on the floor than it did prior.
So is she going to start sleeping on the floor all the time now?
No, just when we're up there, I think. Or else I told Steve, I'm like, listen, you're going to have to get a bigger bed. To invest.
Well, what did you think of like, sleeping by
you
yourself?
You are going to have to invest in at least a queen-size bed.
What did you think about sleeping by yourself?
Well, my whole
bed to Ray Lytle.
Well, I didn't care for it, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of sleeping by myself.
So you did sleep by yourself.
Well,
So her being on the floor made no difference.
Well, my daughter slept next to me part of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steve's dog broke into the room and jumped in bed. So my daughter, rather than put the dog out of the bed, she jumped out of the bed and went and slept next to her mom on the floor.
Nice.
And I ended up sleeping with a dog.
That sounds, was, it sounds very nice.
That was flatulent.
I want to keep that for a later date.
I ended up sleeping
with a dog.
I slept with a flatulent dog.
There's your cat again, right?
Yeah, I know, the cat.
that moggy is mad.
Yeah, the cat's
crazy. That is a mad moggy.
That's what I did.
There's nothing worse than dog flatulence.
I prefer to sleep with my wife. I think married people should sleep together.
Yep, I think so.
I think it's one of the perks of marriage.
Oh, yeah. You know. It's definitely a plus point.
Never having to sleep alone.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to sleep.
I think you're making this a little more overrated.
I don't know. I know some couples on the verge of divorce, they sleep in separate rooms, like Gorilla.
There's nothing wrong with it, right?
Hey, did you guys watch the Olympics?
No.
You didn't watch any of the Olympics? Did you see the video of the guy dying?
Of course.
I've not seen that yet.
Wait a minute. So you didn't watch the Olympics, but you did go online to find the video of the guy.
It was actually on the front page of Drudge.
Oh, it was very brutal, wasn't it?
I'll have to see this.
He went flying out of that
and then suddenly stopped.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say something. I'm sure it's probably very unpopular to say this, but it's very sad that guy died. And that luge track is very, very fast. But listen, I think it was his own fault. Because I was watching, you know, I watched the luge this weekend. Because it was interesting. You know, this is the first time they're televising the luge. Have you noticed that? They never really televise the luge until the guy dies. Now they're televising it.
They should on the Ocho, right?
So I'm watching the luge, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching the other guys go down the luge, you know. And all those other guys going down, I see what they're doing. Then I went and I watched online the video of the guy who died while doing the luge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was squirming on that sled.
Do you reckon he lost the plot?
I think it was his fault that he... I think it was his fault.
I think it was that concrete thingy. It was his...
Well,
was
no, but fault. I mean, I think the reason that he... Nobody else has flown out of their luge like that or their sled.
This is something he's probably... This is something he's probably done thousands of times.
Yeah, so I think he did. It might have been his fault that he went flying out of the luge.
Yeah,
I know it's probably bad to say, but
it's too bad he wasn't French.
He was Russian, wasn't he Russian?
No, he was Georgian.
Oh, former Russian.
Former Russian, yes.
He went flying out.
You got to know the risk when you do a
sport
like that.
He went up the side and then he hit head first into that pole. I mean, you knew immediately that guy was dead. I mean, how did he not die? So it's very sad. But yeah, I knew Gorilla would go out of his way to watch the video of the guy dying. But of course, he's not watched a second of the Olympics.
No, I hate the Olympics. I think that is the dumbest thing ever.
I did watch the Koreans try to. There were three Koreans and they tried to block. What's his name? Apollo Yoko Ono from winning his sixth medal. They tried to block him. Like, the three of them were trying to make a wall that he couldn't get by. And the two of them ran into each other. They took each other out, and the two Americans finished second and third.
Nice.
Which was awesome. Which was pretty good. So I did like the fact that the Koreans trying to cheat ended up... costing themselves. They would have finished first, second, third. And then in the last turn, they ended up wiping out. And the Americans got the gold and the bronze, which is pretty cool. I see my daughters running around. Bella, what are you doing? Get over here and say hi. Let me let them say hello, because they wanted to say hello.
I watched Cool Runnings. That's the closest I got to the Olympics.
That's the one about the Jamaican bobsled team. All right, get over here, Bella. Okay. Right here. Get over here. There's my daughter. Say hi.
Hi.
All right, Bella.
Bring your friends over.
Okay, come on. One.
Who we got?
Hi.
Who are you?
Say your name. Come on.
Tell everybody who you are.
Annie.
Annie what?
Wolf.
Annie Buh what?
Elizabeth.
Annie Buh what?
Wolf.
Annie Buh Nanny what? What's your name? Come on. Come on over.
I don't think she wants to say her
what
name.
What is her name?
Her name is Annie Banani.
Annie Banani. It's Jesse Bo Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Wave to everybody.
Okay.
There you go. And who is this?
Sasha.
Hi, Sasha.
Clovis.
Say hi.
Hi.
Wave. Okay. Yay. There you go. Annie, your dad's in the chat room. He says hello.
I have someone in my cam as well, right?
Who do you have in your cam? What? Some girl. Who's that?
Just a girl on my bed, right?
Why do you have a girl?
Is this a potential?
That's not your
victim?
Wife. That's not your wife. See, this is. Don't. Look at your troubled marriage. You have a woman other than your wife in your bed right now.
Right.
Who do you have in your bed?
Her name is Robin.
Right. How do you know this woman?
We're friends.
What do you mean by friends?
I mean we're friends. Like friends.
Like friends. What do you mean?
Like Bella just had her friends running
well,
around.
Well, I have lots of female friends, and none of them ever sit on my bed.
Well, it's because that's where I'm at, though.
Sitting on a bed. I
only have one chair in my room.
Is that the bed you sleep in?
It is.
Vanilla Quagmire Gorilla.
And you have a girl sitting on your bed.
Yes.
I got to be honest. I have lots of female friends. None of them have ever sat on my bed.
Giggity.
The streak you just saw in the camera was her son.
Mm-hmm. Who's the one with the lightsaber?
That was her daughter.
How do you know this girl?
We're friends.
I mean, how do you know her?
We're friends.
Like, how did you meet her?
We're friends.
Ugh.
Friends that share bodily fluids, or...
We're friends.
If I gave her $5, would she show me her panties? Look, what is she showing her rear end for? What in God's name is going on there?
And then a child just ran past.
I just saw your
what's going
she's
on?
She's hanging
her?
Off the end of the bed.
What the hell?
His bed's open to all by the looks of it.
Really? What kind of weird stuff is going on in your house?
Nothing.
You've got a woman over to your house that isn't your wife.
Yes.
You won't even allow your own wife to sit on your bed.
She sat on my bed before.
You have this other woman over there. Boy, something's going on. Gully, don't you think something's going on with him?
There's nothing going
something
on.
Something very fishy.
Nothing going on.
Slightly askew.
I think it won't be long before he and his wife both have, like, significant others living with them in their respective rooms.
They'll have competing.
Like, his wife will have her boyfriend over. He'll be hanging out in her room and gorilla.
I just figure it's a better view than watching me in a camera.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, then quit complaining.
I'm not complaining. Is she wearing boy shorts or Vaughn?
I'd rather not ask for their son in the room.
I would say, what do you think, Gully? I didn't see any lines.
Would you like me to hand her my headphones and
yeah, I'll ask. Let me ask.
Okay, hold on.
Gully, what is your guess first?
Here you go.
Commando.
Commando.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, hello, welcome. How are you? We are having a contest. Gully and I are trying to guess your style of panties as to whether they are thong, boy shorts. Gully thinks you might be commando. But I'm saying when you bent over on the bed, I didn't see any lines anywhere. So I'm thinking there might be a thong. Because
nope.
I saw no panty lines. But then again, you could be wrong. Maybe your boy shorts are fitting properly and you don't have any kind of panty lines. So we are wondering who would be correct. Gully says commando. I'm saying thong. CPA Dave in the chat room says thong.
Karen's dad in the chat room says commando.
Commando. Oh, people are all guessing now in the chat room. Everybody's voting as to what style you are. So no one has guessed the boy shorts. Or, I don't know, maybe she's wearing granny panties. Big Daddy in the chat room is just old lady panties. Those are period panties, you know what I mean, Gully, by them the big old ratty panties that women wear once a month. So, who's right? What are you wearing?
Nobody's right.
Nobody's right? What do you mean nobody's right?
Nobody's right.
You're not commando.
Nope.
You're not a thong.
Nope.
Are you wearing a plastic bag?
You're not wearing. No. You're not wearing bikinis.
Yes.
Oh, you're wearing bikinis. Is that what you're wearing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's right. So it wasn't a thong. Wasn't a. It was certainly not old lady panties. All right. And what color are these panties?
Striped.
Striped. All right. Horizontal or vertical?
Vertical.
All right. Oh, good. Well, those are swimming. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it. And what color do you think Gorilla's wearing?
I don't know.
Oh. Is there, they were, well, they're brown now, but at one point they were white.
Brown and red.
He needs to visit a doctor. Thank you. And how do you know Gorilla? How come you're in his bedroom? What's going on with that?
We're friends. We were visiting, and this is where he does his show.
Mm. And how long have you known him?
A while.
How did you meet him? Over the internet?
No.
You knew him personally?
No.
Oh, you didn't know him personally till today? What?
No, it was before.
Oh. So did you work with him or something?
No.
Damn. I got to get to the bottom of this. He didn't order you out of some catalog, did he?
Tyler Bride.
Did he order you out of a catalog and bring you over to this country from Russia? Is that what happened?
Maybe.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you for bending over earlier. We appreciated that.
Oh.
Yes.
Feel free to do that.
That's what caused us to guess.
And if those pants, you know, and if those pants are tight, feel free to take them off. It's fine with us. We're totally
cool. Warm in there.
Hey, you know, we're totally cool with, you know.
Yeah, we're happy with that.
We're totally cool with it here. Just want to let you know.
Feel free to express yourself in that way.
Let your lady parts breathe.
Let it all hang out.
Feel free to do so. Feel free to do so. I'm sure Gorilla won't mind.
I'm sure.
That sweater looks kind of itchy. You should take it off. So itchy. All right. Well, thank you. You're very sweet. And what is your first... What was he calling you? What first name did he call you?
Robin.
Robin. It's Robin. Thank you, Robin. You're very sweet. Should have asked what kind of bra she was wearing, too, when we had her on. There you go. Gorilla's friend. Sitting in his bed.
I think it's easier to let you talk to her than it would be to answer 1,000 questions.
Sitting in her bed. Sitting in his bed.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
CPA Dave says he's throbbing for Robin, by the way. Perfect. Oh, God. Well, listen, today's show, of course, brought to you by our good friends, the Blue Grouch. The Blue Grouch. And if you have not heard, my band's going to be playing the Blue Grouch. Very soon. Did you know that? We'll be there March 5th. Two Ton Baby. My new band will be there at the Blue Grouch on West Maple in Springfield. We'll be there on March 5th. Cannot wait to play. I'll give you more details soon. And listen, they're having an anniversary party. They're having an anniversary party the 20th. All right, coming up on the 20th. Anniversary party. Make sure to... make plans to check out, and my old guitarist, Courtney Grimes, who was also not only in the Itchy Pickles, but also in the band Dirty Ernie's. Courtney's new band is going to be playing there, so more details coming up on that. Let me take a break, and then we'll come back. And Gorilla's going to give us some news, and we'll take some phone calls.
Uh-oh.
If anybody would like to call in, the phone number is 217-883-4667. That's 217-883-4667. And I know Gully gave me some kind of music.
Yep, I did.
But I don't know what I did with the music. I don't know what happened to it.
I will look for it and resend you.
I thought I had... I don't know what I did with it. But I'm pretty sure I had a different type of music.
Mm.
But I don't know. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more in a second. Don't go anywhere. For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a Blue Grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield. We'll be right back.
217-883-4667. This is Chubby Ray Live. And back to you, Ray Lytle.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's great to be here. It's a Monday. Welcome back to the week, everybody. News coming up with Gorilla. But first, former lead singer of the band V-Shaped Mind, Brad Hirsch. This is Metal on Chubby Ray Live. Yo.
Word up, G.
did you see the camera got moved again, by the way?
Mine didn't.
Not my cat. My cat, of course, is taking it upon herself. Decide where the camera should go. Nice one. Stupid cat. Oh. Damn it.
-8834667. That's the hotline. Call in.
Yes,
also,
call in.
Also, chubbyray.com to watch, obviously, and Chubby Ray on Skype.
Yeah, if you're on the front page of chubbyray.com, you can go... you can go to the if you log on where it says chat and video. Click on that, and then you'll see Gorilla and Gully's cameras and stuff. Okay.
Just find it.
Yeah, because they're cammed up. Well, Gorilla is, and he's got this girl that's seeing him. She's cammed up.
Well, I was cammed up. But, I was cammed up. Your girlfriend kept logging me out.
All right. Oh, jeez.
It always makes me think there's like an earthquake coming my way every time that happens.
Oh, damn it. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that. Who didn't see that? It's a great view of the back of your desk.
There it is.
So are you using like a regular video camera?
Yeah, that's what I use.
Oh.
Ah, the cat is evil. The evil cat.
Yep.
Ruined the whole show.
Yes, yes, yes.
Damn you, Moggy. Moggy. The cat that killed the presenter.
That was probably not a good shot right there. He turned sideways and
I'm
was like,
press
that.
I'm trying to do anything to get the stupid thing to work.
Move
it.
Oh, dear.
I'm just trying to get... Let's try to get this stupid thing working.
Uh-oh.
I don't know even why you bother.
I don't know.
It's going to be like five more seconds of Cat's going on throwing.
It was working fine.
You know, if you quit rubbing the cords and catnip, you wouldn't have this problem.
It was working fine. My wife was doing something in it and fell earlier. And I thought it was set up perfectly, but... The cat has knocked it down, like, several more times.
It's all gone horribly wrong.
Bastard.
Evil cat.
People think the cat is the devil. They're not that wrong. Very devil-like. By the way, we got so much snow.
Oh, yeah, I drove in it yesterday.
Good God, what's up with the snow?
I drove back from Carlinville yesterday.
Kill me. What were you doing in Carlinville?
Visiting a friend.
Picking her up and bringing her to your house?
No.
Oh.
I have other friends, right?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of this friend of yours. She should show us her bra, your friend.
No, it's not appropriate now, right?
Why?
It'll be appropriate later when we're not there and the kids are away.
Show her the bra.
Hello?
Oh, get out of there. Why don't you go play in the street?
Go chase a car.
That was so mean.
Go chase a car.
So mean. You know what, Ray? I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Why don't you go sled, you little brat? Get out of there.
Go chase that car that's got money in for you.
Yep. Go chase a car. I hear the tooth fairies in that car. Chase it down. Get the hell out of here.
That's several dollars for you.
I'm going to tell Santa Claus you were bad. Get the hell out of that room. Hey, if that kid wasn't around, would that chick show us her bra?
I don't know.
Oh. You don't know her that well?
Hold on a second, Ray.
I'm sure he knows her intimately.
Say it again, Ray.
I said, if that kid wasn't in the room, would your friend show us her bra? That's what I wanted to know.
She shook her head.
What is shook her head what?
It was kind of like an I don't know shake of the head. That's up to her, Ray.
That means yes.
That means yes.
That doesn't mean yes. That means I don't know.
If it's not a flat-out no, that's what it is.
Well,
not flat-out.
Exactly. If you don't say flat-out no straight away...
Maybe when you're doing the news, you know.
Actually, I think they're getting ready to leave.
Oh, are they? I still don't understand it. Why do you have a female girl... Why do you have a woman, other than your wife, sitting on your bed again?
Because I only have one chair in my room.
Right.
Her daughter was jumping around on my bed, too. Does that make a...
I don't know what you're up to.
Sharing the bed, by the sounds of it.
Are you sure you didn't order her from a catalog of...
It's a piece of furniture.
Of Russian women?
She's not Russian, right?
Is her name Olga?
No, 15. It's not Olga.
Was she 15 rubles?
No,
was she 15 rubles? Did you have to exchange... Did you trade her for spent uranium rods?
No, I did not.
You'll give me green card. I give you many children.
Sure, what you're up to.
I don't know.
Oh, well. All right, well, shall we get to the news? Is it news time?
It's not really news time.
So yet. You haven't even been looking. You haven't gotten your news because you
I
have this.
I have news ready.
Because you have this girl over at your house.
No, I got it done before she came over today, Ray.
All right, good.
I'm sure you got something else done too, but never mind. I'm
sure, he got all kinds.
That's just inappropriate, Gully.
I'm sure, he got all kinds of stuff.
And now it's time for the news on Chubby Ray Live. Broadcasting from high atop News Center 3, it's Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Didn't that sound professional?
No.
Oh, damn it, then.
can I have the retards?
Yeah. If I can find it. If I can find
it. It's under beds, Ray.
Oh, thank you.
Right, you're welcome.
Let me see where they are. How do you remember this?
I remember a lot of stuff, Ray.
He's hacked into your computer. That's yes. How he knows.
You know, but I moved it, remember?
Don't ask
remember
me.
I sure found it, and then I moved it. I said, oh, there it is. I'll move it with the other ones. But I don't remember where
we've had an accident.
What happened?
We had a fall.
That kid, that little kid, right?
Yeah.
Should have known.
Can't take them anywhere.
The kid's a troublemaker, I could tell already.
He fell off.
He was sitting on my footstool, mm-hmm. And he fell off and kind of hurt himself a little bit. So give me just a minute.
I could tell already this kid's nothing but trouble, this kid.
Yeah. C blocker if I ever heard one.
Here we go. Now I know where I moved it to. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. Let me play his news. This is his Gorilla's news intro that he wanted.
All right, ready? Okay. Ready? All right, ready? Okay, we are rolling.
All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Now, this is Gorilla actually singing this part.
Put on your dancing shoes and tell us how to do.
Things will be coming. Gotta love that vocal range.
I still say it's on the chat line.
Yeah!
Hello, chicks.
How's your news? Isn't that wonderful? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the news. And
here hello, Raymond.
One and only. Vanilla. Gorilla.
That's for the Iowa, Ray.
Where is this at?
Out of Iowa.
All right.
Police officers responded to a 44-year-old man's residence after receiving a report of a suspicious odor in the residence. The officers saw residents of marijuana coming in. Police arrested the 44-year-old man named Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald?
His name was Ronald McDonald.
Was this Ryan Hamburglar?
According to police, he had marijuana scales, ledger, pipe, and cash in his possessions.
I might know him.
Well, he's 44 years old, right?
Right.
If your last name is McDonald, that name has got to be out of your family.
Oh, like, yeah. Why would
you don't?
What parents would do that?
Yeah, don't name your kid Ronald. I don't care.
He's 44. He was, I mean... At 44, you know damn well that his parents knew who Ronald McDonald was when he was born. That's just mean.
It is
just not to be cruel.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
And this one comes from Denver. The man is charged with identity theft.
All right.
He apparently stole the identity of someone else because his name was Robin Hood. Robin J. Hood.
See, what is wrong with these parents?
I don't know, because that story is even older than Ronald McDonald. Your last name is Hood. Robin is out of your family tree. Yeah.
I've always said to Karen, and she can confirm this, she's actually moving closer to watch it on the PS3, but if we have, like, three kids, we've got to at least name one kid a cruel name, like, you know, Frank or, you know...
What's Frank?
Frank's not a bad name. What's wrong with Frank?
Yeah.
No, but
unless your last name is in Beans, I don't think Frank's a bad name.
Or no, unless he's just Beans and his middle name's like Neville.
Yeah,
we've got to give him a comedy name. That's one of the kids has to have a comedy name.
How is Frank a comedy name?
Frank's not a comedy name at all.
Well, it depends.
No, that's not a nice name.
Well, how about Barry then?
Barry Gulliver is actually a pretty nice name.
Yeah, I don't. Are there any like famous Gullivers?
Traveled.
Only the one that traveled. Yeah.
Gulliver's Travels. Remember?
The one who stood on a few midgets. Sorry, little people.
It's a very famous book.
I don't know.
Bane of my life for years. That book, by the way.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know what you know. It's like you try not to get a child that names that that rhymes with the last name or anything. You know, imagine the guy whose last name is Dahmer. Okay, if your last name is Dahmer and you have a child, you gonna name the kid Jeffrey?
No.
No, of course not, right?
Well, my mom was cruel to me, so my real first and last initial are BS.
Right.
And my middle initial is J. That's my mother.
So I'm thinking of Oliver Gulliver. Come on, that really rolls off the tongue now. What do you think?
Yeah, but there's no famous Oliver Gulliver.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, but I wouldn't name your child. Yeah, don't name your child Oliver. Oliver Gulliver is bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's comedy though.
I would not. I would not do that. But
Robin just told me she has a cousin whose initials are PMS.
Yeah, so you got to watch that.
Well, Karen's just told me her initials are CAC, which isn't too good.
You know what you got to do is you got to when you have a child, okay, you have to look at their name. You got to figure out, this is what I'm going to name my kid. And then you got to go through your mind, okay, what are the possible ways that they can make fun of my child for having this name, you know? You don't see a lot of Idas and Imas being born lately. Haven't seen. When's the last time you've seen somebody with the name Bertha?
Not recently.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They've kind of moved around. They've kind of moved, you know. How many people you got to see be named the same name as, like, you know. Of course, there's still Osamas in the world, but I think the number's actually dwindling.
They're all in the caves.
Yeah.
Hiding from drugs.
Whenever somebody infamous, you know, gets a name, people move away from it. The guy named Ronald McDonald, 40 years ago, they had McDonald's.
Yeah, wasn't it, what's his face? The guy that did the weather for a long time.
Oh, yeah, he was he played Ronald McDonald. I know who you're talking about. Willard Scott.
Willard Scott, that's him.
I'm just saying, if you, why would you want to name your kid the same as somebody, you know?
At least someone like.
By the way, the gorilla's friend just showed her brassiere.
I missed that. Come on.
I don't know if you saw that or not. I just saw that. I don't even think the gorilla saw it. It was happening behind him.
Any chance of a replay?
But I don't know if you saw that gorilla, but that's what was going on.
That's all right, Ray. She's my friend. It's not.
He's not thinking of it in that way until later. Right.
I don't believe that for a second.
No, not at all.
Why don't you believe that?
I don't believe that a second. Well, I don't understand why you have this woman in your house.
Because they're visiting.
I don't know.
Very likely story.
I'm going to ask my wife what she would think if I had, a female friend of mine laying in my bed.
Ask her what would happen if you were in your room doing something and Michelle was sitting on your bed.
Yeah. I don't think she would like it that much.
I don't think she would care.
I do.
I don't.
I just wouldn't. I would care.
I believe your wife is secure in her being.
Well, yeah, but I would feel uncomfortable. Any female friend I had would feel it. I would be uncomfortable doing that.
I don't know why.
Hey, honey, let me ask you a question. If she's in the kitchen. If I had a female friend over the house, and they were sitting, or they were in our bedroom, sitting on the bed with me. Would you be? Would that bother you?
I'm not on the bed, by the way. I'm in my chair.
What? Yeah, she says that's not allowed.
I'm in my chair.
My wife just says that's not allowed. She goes, that's not allowed. I mean, even if it's somebody that you know there's no way in hell you're going to do anything with, it's just, I don't even let my mother in my room. My mother came, this is a story. My mother came into my bedroom once and was talking to me. And I was still asleep, and she came in to talk to me. And she sat down on the bed. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm talking to you. I said, get off my bed.
That's your mother,
go,
right?
What are you doing? What are you doing on my bed? No woman allowed on my bed but my wife.
I'm going to ask Mike.
I don't even want my mother on my bed.
I'm going to ask my girlfriend.
Ask her. Yeah, your girlfriend's in the room. Ask her, Gully.
Would you mind if I had a friend who was a girl who came round, if she was in the bedroom, would you mind if she, like, sat on the bed or anything? No. There you have it. No.
So she wouldn't care?
She wouldn't care because she knows
girl,
I'm,
if your know. Girl, if a friend of yours is a girl was sitting on the bed with you, she wouldn't mind.
Well, I'm sure she'd mind if it was promiscuous as BG.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's promiscuous.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Come on.
I'm just saying it's very. It's just weird.
If I had another chair in here, she'd probably be sitting on it.
My friend Michelle, there's just no feelings like that. But still, it would be very weird if she was sitting.
I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem. I think it's all in your head.
No. I was at my friend Michelle's house fixing her computer like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And she says, can you fix my DirecTV? Which is in her bedroom. I went into her bedroom and fixed her DirecTV. Okay. I would not sit on her bed. I just don't think it's proper.
What is your fascination with
that? I don't know. I just think there's something wrong with that. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned.
I don't know. Well, maybe it's just because you're older than us, I guess.
Maybe because I'm older than you. I'm just...
Hey, you know what?
I'm more proper.
It's a generational gap.
Well, just to add to that, Karen's dad, who is actually in the chat room and in London whilst Karen's up here, has actually said if a woman was to sit on his bed, he would lose his testicles.
Yeah.
So maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Has nothing to do with your age. No, it has to do with whether you're a proper human being or not.
Who's around our age? DC's our age. Of course, he doesn't have anybody to ask.
Yeah, what's
so
DC
going to
do? Are you kidding? If a girl said DC would be ecstatic to have any woman
sit in the chat room.
DC would take any woman on his bed. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying if he had, like, a girlfriend or something. I mean...
You're asking the wrong guy.
And Cowboy Volk, we all know he's kind of a pervert.
Yeah, Cowboy Volk's another one. He'd love to have a woman sitting on his bed.
He has to pay for the...
Hell, I'll tell you, the woman would be lucky if she's not tied to the damn thing.
It's normally a cheap hotel as well, I've heard.
The women sitting in those guys' beds are just glad they're not duct taped to it.
I just want to know. I just want to know. Like, somebody who's around our age, like Gully's girlfriend, it doesn't matter, right? It's just a piece of furniture. If I had a couch, she'd be sitting on that. It just happens to be.
I just don't think you should get in anybody's bed.
No.
It's just a piece of furniture, right?
I don't know. I don't think. If I was at your house, I wouldn't sit in your bed.
Well, I wouldn't care. Actually, I think you might like my bed.
Oh, now he's propositioning.
Now you want me to go? You're trying to seduce me.
Ray, will you show your bra next?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it. Ray, if your wife was sitting on my bed, it wouldn't be anything.
My wife would never ever be sitting in your bed. Let's not even put that visual out there.
It's not anything.
Not in a million years would my wife be on your bed.
Oh,
what's wrong with you?
Ever. It's just a piece of furniture.
Women in your bed.
Disgusting.
Very odd.
It's not odd, Ray.
I just think it's weird.
It's a whole young thing, and you don't understand it.
Young thing.
That's right. It's when people who are younger don't have a problem with it.
I don't get the whole sitting in the bed. I don't get it. A married man.
Terrible.
What kind of married man has a woman other than his wife laying in his bed?
Oh, what? She wasn't laying
She was rolling
in
around in it.
Well, she was trying to help her son find her hat for Woody.
And she was also flashing her brassiere.
And showing her brassiere.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
So I had no problem with that. But
no,
oh, sure. So you got no problem with that.
I have no problem with that. But I'm just saying this.
Oh, whatever, right?
It's very odd.
Just saying, if you weren't such an old fogey, this would
I'm not an old fogey. I think I'm very non-old fogey-ish.
I don't think he's a fogey, but I think times may have been different then.
Back in the 40s, maybe.
I don't know.
Back in the day.
before the stock market crash at 29.
Yeah. Well, back in '09. I'm just telling you, you man should not have a woman other than his wife sitting on his bed. I'm just.
Oh. Would you prefer that I sit on the bed and she sat in my bed? Would that?
Well, just being in the bedroom is a general gray area.
It's not my life.
It's my area, though. This is my space.
You do. It's not my life. It's your life. You do what makes you happy. But I'm just saying.
I understand. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying it's not that big of a deal as somebody sitting down in my room.
Just don't think it's very proper for a married person to be,
It's fine, Ray.
I tell you what, a woman sits on my bed, they know it's on. If a woman sits on my bed, then it's on.
I want you to know that you just told us like 3 minutes ago your mother sat on your bed, so now what are you trying to say?
That's why I kicked her off, because if not, it was going to be on.
Oh, that's just gross.
That's how I roll.
Bit of mother loving in the afternoon.
A woman gets on my bed, then it's on.
You're so wrong, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm. I can hear you, by the way.
I'm typing in a woman on my bed means it's on.
Just so people know.
Whatever.
It's on.
Doesn't matter what woman, who woman, or where woman, it's on.
Yeah, it's on. Mm.
Got some serious.
It is on.
So your bed is classified as universal, suitable for all.
It's on. You coming to bed? It's on. Now, if my wife wants to bring a friend of hers, more than welcome, as long as my wife's in there with us.
Oh, I see.
And it'll be on with the both of them.
Share the love.
Hey, by the way, what'd you guys do for Valentine's Day?
I had a nice meal with my girlfriend and gave her some merchandise from the film Twilight, a signed photo film cells on it and stuff like that.
How did you get a signed photo from Twilight? Did you have relatives work on a movie or something?
No, you can get them and you can order them on the internet. It's got like clippings of the film, film cells on it.
Who signed it?
I don't know. One with this floppy head of the idiot that's in it. I haven't got a clue. I'm sorry, Robert Sutmore, that she just screamed at me.
The Robert Pattinson, the guy who started it.
Yeah.
So you got her a signed photo from Robert Pattinson for... That's a very nice, that's a thoughtful gift, Gully.
It's the first one in 5 years, I was told.
And then you made a nice...
Wait. What? He and his girlfriend made you 5 years?
Yes.
And she's still your girlfriend?
Yes.
I'm just wondering how she twisted your arm or something.
How the hell did you get away with not marrying her? That's what gets me.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Most guys are going, Jesus, how the hell is he suckered here into this for 5 years without getting married?
Gully's the master.
Yeah. Most guys, after two, you got to get married or they're gone.
I've mastered the dark.
I mean, that's shoplifting the punani. I mean, for 5 years.
I want to talk to his girlfriend for a minute.
You talk about... Not buying the cow, but shoplifting the milk. Good Lord.
I can't comment on this for one. My girlfriend's sitting next to me for two. My girlfriend's father is in the chat room, so...
I want to talk to her.
How does her dad not speak up?
Yeah, no kidding. Does he know what you two are doing?
I'm sure you're going to tell him anyway, so go on.
Shagging like a... Bullies.
They're fornicating.
Fornicating.
Now you've made my girlfriend go very red.
I want to talk
to her. Put her on the headset, Gully.
Gorilla, I heard that they...
She does not wish to come on the headset.
They shag like immigrants.
What are they, like, shagging like the French or something?
Oh, yeah. No, like the average.
Of all the days that Karen's dad should come to see the show... Today is the day he chooses to come on the show.
I just want to talk to her.
Gully,
I
mean, and his girlfriend.
I have questions.
They
no, you may not. Things can only get worse.
They are shagging like they're trying to repopulate the They're trying to repopulate.
After the take over.
See, now you make him go now. He wants to leave. You've made him feel really uncomfortable, and now.
All right, well, let me move on. Girl, what about you for your Valentine? What did you and your wife do for Valentine's Day? What kind of romantic thing did you do?
We actually went out on Saturday. We didn't go out Sunday.
And what did you do?
I went to Red Lobster.
And then what?
That was it.
You didn't come home and make sweet love to her?
No.
What? You didn't?
No.
Who doesn't have sex on Valentine's Day?
Me.
Wait a minute. Hello. You honestly didn't have sex on Valentine's Day or Valentine's weekend?
No.
When did this?
Robin says she didn't either.
When did this girl come over?
About an hour and a half ago.
Oh, so she came over today. Okay.
Yeah.
Say, was she over yesterday?
No.
So you actually did spend Valentine's Day with your wife?
Part of it. I actually left for a while yesterday.
What do you mean you left?
I left. I went somewhere.
Where'd you go?
He went for some fornication.
They had to bang some other girl.
I didn't go.
You hook up another girl?
No. I didn't.
Your marriage is broken.
It is.
It is irreparably broken. Yeah, this marriage cannot be saved.
This is where you guys, imply.
Gorilla, when you don't have sex on Valentine's Day, your marriage is broken.
Our anniversary is this week.
You can't have sex more than once. You do know that, right?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm saying you're going, our anniversary is coming up this week. You act like we're going to have it then. Well,
I didn't say that either. Did I say that?
Listen, it's very...
No. Did I say that?
Very odd. I don't know what's going on with you. Who doesn't have sex on Valentine's Day?
I cannot work it out either. It's beyond me.
Let's
just don't know what's going on.
You're sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
You have another girl on your bed right now.
No, I just sit on my footstool now.
You
feel better that she's sitting on my foot. She's sitting on the footstool, so
instead
it doesn't make you uncomfortable.
You sleep in separate beds. You didn't have sex over Valentine's weekend. You don't have a girl. You don't have a wife. You have a sister.
I already got a sister. You've met her.
You went to the two of you went to dinner.
Lunch, not dinner.
Oh, you didn't even go to dinner?
No.
Did you take her to McDonald's?
Who takes their wife out for Valentine lunch?
She actually asked me if I wanted to go.
No one goes to Valentine lunch.
Oh,
your marriage is broken.
It is not broken. I actually
never be healed.
I had dinner actually yesterday.
It's as broken as me standing on a child's phone.
Yeah, that marriage is broken.
It's Jesus.
It's all over.
Yeah. That's broken.
You can call Mercy and you can tell her.
That is broken like Precious' toilet seat in that movie.
Yeah, like me sitting on a toilet seat. I actually replaced one today because of a broken one. No shit would be the obvious phrase.
That wasn't because of his weight. That's because he farted and it blew up.
Jenna Jameson's hymen is less broken than your marriage.
After riding the horse bareback.
Who's going to give up first? You think you or your wife, Gorilla?
Give up what?
Who will come to the realization that the marriage is over first?
I don't believe that either of us will come to that conclusion.
Surprised it didn't happen on Valentine's Day. You don't think it's a little odd that you didn't do anything physical on Valentine's Day?
No.
Or weekend?
No. I don't think we did anything last year either. She was working last year.
I gotta tell you, I was like...
going at it like a rabbit.
Yeah, I was like, fourth date excited last night. You know what I mean? I was...
What is that? What is fourth date
excited?
Well,
early on in the relationship. Early on in the relationship when you know that it's going to be... You know you're going to get something at the end of the date.
Mm-hmm.
When you first start dating somebody...
It takes you four dates to get
that? No. You've never heard the phrase fourth date excited?
No.
Early on in your relationship...
This feels like an old person thing again.
No, early on in a relationship, when you start dating someone.
Yeah, if it takes you to four dates, then
No, it doesn't matter when it takes you. It's just early on, like the first 6 months or so of dating someone. You can't wait.
If it takes you 6 months to get to four dates, you got
to problem. No. You can't wait to get to the end of the date because you're excited about what's coming at the end of the date.
Yeah.
My wife and I have been together for almost 20 years. That's how I was last night. I couldn't wait for the... the night to end so we can hurry up and get to the bedroom.
Oh, please.
I'm serious.
Was that Viagra induced or?
Listen, I don't need Viagra, my friend.
He's got Cialis.
No, I don't need any of it.
It's ready when he's ready, Gully, for 36 hours.
Although I did take a Sudafed, which I think helped with my my breathing.
Uses a splint.
Yeah, I highly recommend popping a Sudafed before that. You want your nasal passages clear. You got to keep your breath. You know. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. It's a workout, my friends.
It's all about pacing yourself.
Yeah, but I was fourth date excited. I was all excited about last night. I couldn't wait. Very excited about getting my wife naked. It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
Although I have not indulged in any sexual activity with Karen. Not until we're married, Mr. Karen.
I think you should go back and listen to some of the replays.
I don't think
Gully,
you should. There is
Gully
no
talking about what was going to go down when his girlfriend came over.
The Gully said he's giving her the Valentine's doggy. I don't know what that was about.
No, not at all.
He slipped her a big bone.
Yeah. He was going to give her dog. I don't know what. Did you give her a dog? Is that what you said? Because something about doggy something or other for Valentine's. I don't know what that meant.
It means we should gradually but quickly move on.
Did you give her a puppy?
No, we sleep in separate bedrooms. I don't know what you mean, right? Oh, no, sorry.
Why don't you marry that girl anyway? You're with her 5 years.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong? Wait, I want to know what's wrong with her after 5 years.
At least get divorced. At least get engaged. Get divorced.
Yeah, something.
Sorry, I was thinking about gorilla. At least get engaged.
Oh, I can't say nothing because I'll only incriminate myself one way or another. So
I want to hear it. I want.
Well, I know your girlfriend can hear us, and I just want to tell Karen. Karen, you know it's a new day.
Other fish in the sea.
It's okay for a woman to ask a man to marry him.
Karen, there are other fish.
Especially if their man is very, you know.
There are other fish and chips in the sea.
If their man. All right, news continues. Here is more with Vanilla Gorilla. That's great.
Collegedale, Tennessee, Ray.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful, beautiful town.
All right.
Where a man is now behind bars charged with driving drunk. Police say he had his grandson in one hand and a beer in the other.
All right.
Nice.
Wait a minute, where was this?
Collegedale, Tennessee.
He had his grandson in while he was driving?
Yes, Ray.
How the hell was he steering?
Well, you have to ask Gully about that in his Viagra.
Cruise control.
he was holding his grandson driving his car, which, by the way, is illegal right there.
Yeah, and it was a van. They discovered, after they pulled him over for the broken taillight, they discovered the open beer and a warrant for his arrest.
Oh, that's awesome.
He actually admitted to drinking 6 or 7 beers.
That's great.
Not the smartest guy in the book, really.
How old a guy is he?
54.
Because you never know, Tennessee. I mean, there's 38-year-olds who are grandparents in Tennessee. I mean,
so they're younger.
Hey, what's the youngest grandparent?
I think that's 28.
No way.
Wow.
You knew somebody who was 28 and a grandparent?
No, I think I read that somewhere.
That's crazy.
What's the youngest grandparent you've ever met? Anybody?
They've all been like 50s for me.
Yeah, they got to be 50s, right?
Yeah.
You know when I'm going to feel old, and maybe there are some now, but I just refuse to believe it. In fact, oh, wait a minute, I think I do know some now with Facebook, damn it. When people you go to high school with start bragging about their grandchildren, oh, my God. Want to eat a bullet. It gets so depressing. Very depressing.
Do you know the ones I hate? The newborn baby pictures, and then there's a really, really ugly baby, and you just... You can't post because in the back of your mind you just want to type, that baby's ugly, over and over again. I really can't help myself, so I never post because that's what I'll do.
I'm just saying, wait till you have people you went to high school with brag about their grandchildren on your Facebook page.
Ugh. I'm not looking forward to
you
that.
You just want
to
jump off a freaking bridge. You really do.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You want to jump off a bridge.
Push me off if it starts happening.
I know.
I feel old enough already, because, like, as you know, I'm 10 years older than my girlfriend, so...
Yeah, you're
and
already
she does,
old.
She does rub that in, like, salt crisps or salt chips.
Has she thought about that? How your health would deteriorate quicker than her, and...
Well, she can carry the pee bag for me
right.
and push me around in the wheelchair and wipe the drool. We've worked that out. Well, I've worked that bit out, anyway.
I was having this conversation with somebody over the weekend. Who was it? Well, it was Steve's wife, Annette. Was talking about she knew somebody that married someone who was like 20 years older than them or something, and the woman was wanting to go out all the time, and the guy, now don't get me wrong, some of these guys stay pretty active. Some of these guys will be like 80 and they'll be more active than I've ever been, but this particular guy, like, as soon as he turned like 70 or something, he was like, he was retired. He just wanted to stay home and do nothing except go to, like, play bridge and stuff like that. And this woman was wanting to go out, and it ended up being really bad. Got divorced and all kinds of stuff. So I think it's good till you get extreme ages, you know. Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
It's Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I absolutely agree with you about the Facebook thing. The girl that I used to run with.
Yeah.
She's a grandmother.
What do you mean?
I'm like, holy shit, are we old?
I mean, the one you used to run with, like somebody you dated?
Wow. No. You know,
I couldn't handle that.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of had friends. I mean, we never dated, but you know, just kind of hung out.
Do you have any ex girlfriends as Facebook friends, as Facebook fans or friends or whatever?
I do not.
You don't?
No. You know what? Actually, I do. I have one.
That's got to be brutal when you see, like, an ex, you know what I mean?
No, you know what's even better? You know what's even better is you see an ex that you're like, ooh, thank God I didn't go down that road.
Oh, yeah, I see that all the time.
That's always a confidence booster, though, that really isn't it?
I see.
Of course, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, but I got to be honest. I'm kind of like Dave. When I see an ex that, when I see an ex that looks horrible, I kind of feel like, oh, man, I made the right move.
Yeah, it could be.
That's why you always look at the mother, right?
What is it?
That's why you always look at the mother.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, because my wife's a lot better looking than her mom.
Oh, my mom's smoking.
I mean, much. My wife is, I mean, yeah, it's not... My mother-in-law is not even in the same ballpark as my wife.
No, my mother-in-law.
My father-in-law is a handsome guy. You know what I mean? I could tell.
You're looking at him?
No, but when I met my wife, I was with my wife for months before I met her parents. Even though they just lived down the street. When I met her parents, her mom was okay looking. I mean, you know, she's not ugly. And her dad's a handsome guy, so I could tell that, you know, I knew she was going to age well, you know. Like, her mom still had a decent body when I first met her, you know.
Karen's
I knew the
really
body
handsome.
Would hold. I knew the body would hold up, in other words.
I think I'm just saying that Karen's dad's handsome because he's actually in the chat.
Well, I heard Karen's dad, I heard your girlfriend Karen's dad looks like a death warmed over, is what I heard. I heard he's a very ugly gentleman.
No,
I'm just saying. Well, that's what you told me, but you told me he's horribly ugly. Just the other day we were talking about it. You said he's a very, very ugly man.
It sounds like fabrication, I think, sir. That's what that sounds like.
Dave,
right
away. Dave, you know what I'm talking about, though. You see an ex. I agree with you. You see an ex, and you see them, you know, looking bad. You kind of go, oh, thank God. Made the right move getting away from there. But I will say this, if you see them looking good, you go, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
So,
I mean,
both ways.
We're human beings. We can justify anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hey, by the way, I got that auxiliary cable.
And now you get to listen in your car while you're driving.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? It's awesome.
Isn't it just like, I mean, it's like the old days. It's like we're back on the radio, isn't it?
It is.
That's
exactly
the only way to
like
go.
That.
Dude, it's
you know what else I like about it is, you know, I listen to the score a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the score is 20 times clearer, you know, coming through that feed.
Yes.
Than that AM feed.
I know. Dude, this is how you got to do things.
It's beautiful. Thanks for the suggestion.
No problem, buddy. That's what I do.
Let's see.
I did that all weekend on the trip to Chicago and back. We listened to Throwback Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, send me that URL then.
For what? Oh, for Throwback Rock?
Yeah.
If you just go to throwbackrock.com.
Oh, and then I just got to click on it.
Yeah,
you're
then
right.
Pocket Tunes a lot of bad.
I'm only a CPA. I'm just good with numbers.
Just go to throwbackrock.com, click on where it says high end player or whatever, the picture of like Zelda or something.
Yeah.
Click on that, it'll fire up in your Pocket Tunes, then save it as a favorite. That's what you do. Yeah, that's the only way. You got to plug your iPhone into an auxiliary jack. It sounds better than the radio. Trust me.
Hey, I'll probably see you. Is that the 5th, you say?
The 5th at Blue Grouch. I will be there.
Yeah, I'll probably see you then.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
Yeah, when we went to Chicago and back, we listened to throwbackrock.com. It was fantastic. I'm serious. It was the only way to go. I mean, it sounded great.
I have to say, I was very impressed with the stick cam application actually running off 3G.
It does.
In the railway, the rail station, Friday night. It was Thursday night, sorry. It was most impressive.
So you watched the show from the stick cam on your iPhone and it looked good?
It went pretty well. I had to wait an extra half an hour in the freezing cold because the train was late and it helped me get through it.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. This is actually Gully's. This was Gully's idea, everybody. I was wanting to stick with our old application, which was Ustream. And Gully was the one who suggested switching to stick cam, and you're absolutely correct.
It runs like a charm on the iPhone. I'm really impressed with it.
I have band practice tonight.
I miss that. That's one thing I miss about being in the band is band practice. Oh. It's always fun.
You like band practice?
Yeah, I like jamming out new tunes.
Really?
Yeah, I like the creativity part. I enjoy that.
I don't know.
It's getting things really, you know, tight. Getting a song tight it's a good feeling.
Yeah. I wish I liked band practice more, I'll tell you that.
Don't you like it now?
No, I'm not a big fan of band practice.
Just like to do it
I like the gigs.
On the moment.
I like the gigs. I just... I don't know.
Band practice is more of a chore.
Practice is just that. It's like work, you know? It's weird because you don't get paid for practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that seems like a job.
You've got to put the hours in, haven't you?
And then when you play like a gig,
mm-hmm.
and there's a bunch of, like, last time we played the Blue Grouch, bunch of people show up. I mean, it's a party. Then you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like that's what you should do for free. You should be actually getting paid. So I like to look at it as I'm paid for practice. I do the gigs for free. But I don't get my pay until the night of the gigs.
I suppose if you look at it that way, it's not going to feel so bad.
Mm. Well, I don't know.
It could be worse.
I know that I do know when I come home from practice and I'll go to my bedroom. My wife will be in the bed with me on, like, Gorilla Idol.
Well, I noticed he's been absent for quite a long period of time.
Unlike Gorilla, I won't have some stranger in the bed with me.
Just sitting there waiting.
It'll be my wife in the bed with me, not some stranger like Gorilla.
Yeah, talk about what I'm not here to defend.
Oh, hi, Gorilla. Hey, we have time to do one more story before I got to get out of here because I do have band practice. Let's do one more story to wrap up the show on this Monday. Remember, tomorrow is Tuesday news day, which that's when Gorilla does all the news stories. We start, like, right from the start, we start doing news, so.
Here's news.
Now, your last story of the day.
Which one should I do? The one out of Chicago?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that one. Lake County. The Lake County Jail cutbacks include the Netflix accounts for inmates.
The what?
The Netflix account for inmates.
The Netflix accounts?
Yeah, they're stopping it.
Wait a minute. The prisoners had a Netflix account?
Yes, they did, Rick.
How did they? Wow. How did they have a Netflix account?
Apparently, the guard set it up for them.
Do they have VCRs or DVD players?
My guess is DVD players.
In their jail cells?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that just doesn't seem right. You know, that really doesn't seem. How the hell is a? You're supposed to be in prison.
Right.
You're not meant to socialize.
What the hell they have?
What's wrong?
I'm fine with them having TV.
I think TV's too much.
But they should have rabbit ears. Of course, they'll probably take the rabbit ears and stab someone with them.
Hey, I think they're in jail. They shouldn't have TV at all.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm fine with them having network TV.
No. You know what? You get print and that's it.
Do they have individual television? I mean,
the picture I'm looking at here looks like an individual television with about four guys sitting around it.
Really? And they have a DVD player and everything?
Yeah, it's all built into the
what the television. Hell is that?
It's part of their cutbacks. They're trying to save $2 million a year, and that's part of their cutbacks.
Well, prison doesn't sound that bad, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a bit of a joke. If you go into prison, you get yourself, you know, nice TV. Three meals a day.
I think
I might turn to cry.
Why were they taking the DVDs and whittling them down into shibs?
Well, no, because they can't order anymore.
Was someone shibbed with, oh my God, someone got shibbed with Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
It's only a PG. They'd have to use an 18 to shiv someone.
Oh, that's just
I wonder if they let them rent Shawshank Redemption.
They Shawshank shivved him.
Or The Great Escape. I wonder if they watch those kind of movies.
They could rent movies, but they could only rent movies about prison.
Well, yeah, but those are the ones where the people escape from prison.
No, but surely they wouldn't be
cut. We don't want them getting no ideas in their head.
No, they probably can only rent, like, children's films because they don't want them getting excited in prison.
No, they said nothing pornographic, and that is the that's the limitation.
Wow.
I wonder what they watched.
I don't know. I wonder.
Who paid
Cop Killer 6?
Who paid
Cop Killer?
That's part of their budget, right?
Really? They had budget with Netflix movies?
Yeah.
Our tax dollars were paying for this?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes.
One of the films that are in the queue is the Cop Killer 6, The Stabbing.
I'm going to tell you something. The Stabbing. I'll tell you something. You know, I have downsized my life. I'm thinking of writing a book, by the way, called Downsize Your Life. But I have downsized my life, okay? And one of the things I downsized because I couldn't afford it anymore is I got rid of Netflix.
How much is Netflix?
It's a piracy.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I asked because I want to know because I'm thinking about getting an account.
Well, I think they go anywhere from like $7 a month up to whatever, you know, depending on how many you get. But we actually cut out Netflix because of the cost. It was a little bit too expensive for us. We couldn't justify the cost. We're like, well, we're already paying for cable. By the time we were paying for DirecTV, it's like, we'll just have to watch our movies on there.
Mm-hmm.
DVR a movie, and well, yeah.
Of course, I don't pay for cable, so that's why.
Well, because your wife. Is that the real reason you're not divorcing this woman you're obviously not in love with? Because you like the free cable you get with living with her?
Free internet.
And free internet.
It's HBO. It's HBO. That's what
you
it is.
You get HBO.
It's Skinamax. It really is.
But I'm saying that we figured, okay, we'll just have to watch stuff like that. You know, can't afford it. But yet these prisoners who've wronged society, which is why they're thrown in jail, they have Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't have Netflix over here, folks.
My tax dollars are paying for their Netflix.
Not anymore, right?
Yeah, but it was. For how long was this happening?
Well, I imagine.
I mean, to tell me, someone who's not a lawbreaker, I'm a law abider. I can't have Netflix.
No.
But Prisoners have Netflix? Oh,
that's right, right.
You gotta be, oh, it's killing me.
Sorry, time man. To become a criminal.
Unbelievable.
We listen don't to have Gully.
Well, I'm glad, I'm glad they stopped that.
Listen to Gully. He knows all about criminality.
Oh, Gully
well,
knows.
We don't have Netflix over here, so that's why we're all pirates.
Gully knows.
Piracy is great.
Listen to the gull.
On the Jolly Roger.
Oh, well.
Who called in?
CPA Dave called. You missed it.
Oh, what did he say?
He was talking about your broken marriage, actually.
I love when people call up and talk about me when I'm not here to defend myself.
But I do like it. But I did like seeing your face. What do you thought he did? Okay, that's it for the show. We got to get out of here. Tuesday, Newsday tomorrow. Gorilla has stories all throughout the show. Also, on tomorrow's show, we'll take your calls. You can join us for the news or make some news yourself and see if you get on. That's it for the show. Thank you for listening. Remember, Chubby Ray Live. Tell all your friends. Get more people listening. We can't wait to to meet you guys one day. And March 5th is a chance for you to do it. Come on down to the Blue Grouch and see us play. That's it. Thanks to CPA Dave for calling in. Thanks for Gorilla's friend for showing her brassiere. And thanks to all of you for tuning in. Talk to you guys tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central. That's it for Chubby Ray Live. It's Ray Lowell saying so long. Say it, Gorilla.
Good night, chicks.
Say it, Gully.
Sassy Bogle.
Sassy Bogle's off. Bye-bye.
Don't eat yellow snow.